Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode where we are kicking off a three-part series all about money. We're going to talk about manifesting money with feng shui in today's episode. I know you're going to love it. You're going to get some really easy-to-implement tips here. Welcome to Feng Shui Living, a podcast for busy women looking to de-stress and live with more intention. I'm Lisa Morton, and I'm passionate about helping you create a home that not only inspires you, but empowers you. Years ago, I was severely struggling with my mental health and wellness, and while I'd implemented yoga, meditation, therapy, and more, I just could not find that missing piece of the puzzle. And that was until I explored my home. You see, the interior designer in me had made it beautiful, but it wasn't supporting me energetically. Fast forward, and I've now been in the interior design industry for 20 years, and I've devoted the past 10 years to feng shui and a holistic design approach. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you interviews, stories, and knowledge, as well as some super easy, simple tips that you can take on today. If you're looking to be more intentional and create a life and home that you love, then you're in the right place. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast here. I'm excited for today. Today is the beginning. It's the kickoff of this three-part series all about money. Who wants to make more money? All right. This is going to be a really powerful three-part series. So I want to make sure you check out all three episodes. But we're going to start off with some really fun things, little nuggets that you can implement. Okay. So let's talk manifesting money with feng shui. So manifesting seems to be a big thing right now. It's a big buzzword. People are saying, I want to manifest all these things in my life. But really what we're doing when I use feng shui is we're implementing cues into your space to make it easier to attain that goal, right? It's not this magical woo weird, you know. Here's something I want you to understand. The subconscious cannot tell the difference between symbolism and reality. And that is what's so powerful. We can use symbolism in our spaces. And that's what I'm going to teach you some things to do today that you can implement into your home, into your daily life to make making money easier. Okay. One thing I want to touch on is, this is the first of this series. So I want to touch on this before we kick off. Money can bring up a lot of emotion in people. I know some people can get really bent out of shape when you talk about money. I know I've had some money blockages in my life and I've had to understand and overcome these. Keep in mind, money is nothing more than an energy exchange. You're exchanging money for energy of some sort, whether that's food, a product, a service. It's just this continual cycle. So if you can think about that, it makes it a little easier. Okay. So if you're struggling with money, I have some great resources for you. Also check out the next two episodes because I'm going to have more on that as well. So let's talk about I have four tips for you that you can easily do. Okay. Number one is it can be hard to manifest money if you're feeling stuck and if you're feeling stagnant in life. It can be a vicious cycle, right? You can't make money because you can't get anywhere, and then you can't make more money because you can't get anywhere else, right? So we need to shift this up. And this is where energy clearings, I do a 7-star blessing space clearing. These space clearings can be really powerful to shake up the energy and get rid of things, right? So this is an excellent time if you need a reset. It's shifting up that energy and resetting for what you want. So perform a space clearing. If you need some guidance, I'll put some stuff in the show notes for you, okay, on how to perform a space clearing. I do these for my clients. I do distance clearing, so I don't even have to be in your space, and it's a really powerful energetic shift. Here's another way you can shift the energy, okay? And this is an ancient feng shui cure, and it is to move 27 things. You're like, why 27? All right. So numbers have power, right? I want you to find exactly 27 objects, things in your space to move, to readjust, to reassign. Okay. And I tell all my clients to be very intentional. I'll also include in the notes a link to a worksheet that I give my clients. And I have them list exactly those 27 things And 27 equals in numerology equals a 9, which is a number of completion, right? So move these 27 things. Be very intentional. Write them down. Know exactly what you're going to move. And it can literally be picking up this picture frame that's on this table and moving the picture frame to the other table. It doesn't have to be rearranging your entire home or remodeling your home. Just be very intentional with moving exactly 27 things and make it fun. Maybe you want to get your family involved. I'm the type of person, I love to create almost a ceremony out of everything. I'll light a candle. I'll put on some pretty music. I'll maybe wear something really nice that connects to the energy I'm looking to or what I'm looking to do, right? Open the windows. You know, set a time to do this. Be very intentional. And the more intention you can bring, you can set up, you can prepare with, then the more wonderful the outcome will be. So move those 27 things. That's number one. All right. My feng shui tip for money, I'll say fast money, quick money, is number two is to use your front door. When was the last time you used your front door? I know we're all in that mode of we park our car in the garage, we walk in the door, and we don't even go in or out through the front door. So I want you to start using it tomorrow. I want you to start using it tomorrow. That can be, get creative and set up a routine. That's what I tell my clients. Set up a routine. Start walking the dog out of your front door. If you normally head out the back door, go out the front door instead. Or go out the front door to get the mail. Or go out the front door when you go on your evening walk. I normally go out and I check the weather, and it's not a big deal. I just go out, stand outside, do a twirl around, take a big breath of fresh air, and go back in. Actually, recently I did a little shift and I've started burning incense outside my door every morning. That's what I've taken on, but I want you to come up with some sort of routine to use your front door almost every day if you can. The front door is very symbolic in feng shui. This represents the mouth of qi or of energy. This is where the energy comes in, and then the other doors and the windows or the eyes and the ears, but this mouth of qi is so important. So I want you to make sure that you're using it. Next, give the space a little TLC. Give it a sweeping. Check in for any spent light bulbs. Just do what you can to really love on your front door. Hey friends, we're going to take a moment for a quick word from our sponsor. Are you struggling to find balance amidst work, family, and finances? I want you to meet my friend Money Coach Connor. Say farewell to stress and uncertainty. Get personalized support to conquer that financial overwhelm feeling. Transform your financial future today. I want you to get connected with Coach Connor at Progress Solutions and take that first step. Next, number three of four tips. Number three is get luxurious. What does luxury mean to you? What does it mean? Take a second, and maybe it's something you want to journal on. What does luxury mean to you? Is that colors? Is that patterns? Is it fancy shoes? I don't know. Just see what comes up. And then I want you to use that as symbolism. I think of the colors of greens, golds. You know, some people think purple kind of comes off as this very regal, luxurious color. So maybe you want to start wearing those colors, surrounding yourself with those colors. Maybe wear jewelry that's extra sparkly. Instead of saving it for these special events, wear it to go sit in carpool or pick up your groceries. Pull out those luxurious things and amp up your everyday luxury vibe of yourself, right? Does that make sense? I want you to like implement these in your everyday. Don't just save them for good. Pull out the really nice cloth napkins. Use the really nice dishes. That will symbolize that you are ready for more and bring more to you. So take a moment and think about what luxury means to you. And it might have shifted too. I recently worked with someone and she had all these gorgeous shoes. I mean, beautiful designer, the red soles and all, in beautifully taken care of, in protective boxes, stacked up in her closet. And, you know, I can't, I don't know how, oops, I don't know how much, I don't know how much, that's what I get for talking so animated. Like, I'm like moving the desk around. I don't know how much money this woman had in shoes, just in unworn, unused shoes. Think about the symbolism there. It's a lot of investment in these shoes that she doesn't wear anymore. She doesn't love. So we talked about getting, you know, there are a couple pairs that she really wanted to save. She was going to try to start wearing them, but then plenty, she was ready to move on. That wasn't her life. She didn't dress up to go to work anymore. She was retired and didn't need, you know, the heels and the dress and everything. So she decided to lose some of those beautiful shoes and donate them, give them, sell them, do whatever. And luxury to her now meant really luxurious bedding. Now, I had to kind of push her into this to kind of find something, but bedding was it. So we found her the most beautiful, luxurious sheets, blankets, pillows. We got beautiful decorative pillows, and her bed is just so luxurious now. So make sure that it's luxury for you. All right. Number four, get your life in order, folks. Get your finances in order. This is a great time for this reset. If to take on and bring in more money, get a new wallet. This is your permission slip. Go get a new wallet. Get a new purse. Wherever you keep your money, maybe you have a card case that you keep your money in. Find a new one. Something fresh. You know, traditionally red would be an excellent color. I don't personally identify with red. I'm not a red person. To me, I just love something with a beautiful coloring. And so I found this beautiful. It's, what color is it? Almost like a sapphire blue wallet with this, I think it's like Marc Jacobs, maybe like a gold emblem on it. And it just feels luxurious to me. And I love the blue. I'm a blue fan. And so I saw it. I fell in love. That has to be my new wallet. So find something new to refresh your money. And then I want you to make sure you are showing respect for your money. Keep those dollars in alignment. I know we don't use a lot of cash anymore, but you might have a few bucks floating around for tips like I do. I have, you know, a 10, a couple fives and some ones for tips or valet or something, you know, and make sure they're nicely aligned. Don't just shove them in a cubby or in a little pocket in your purse. Make them show respect for your money. Have them aligned, have them arranged neatly in order. Check in with your credit cards. Are they in order? Do you have an expired one? Is everything up to date? Do you need to request a new card? And then check in with payment accounts maybe you have online. Make sure everything's in order. Check in with your bank. Do you need to reset your password because it's been a while? Get prepared to make money. Also, if you have a business, check in with your bookkeeping system. Is everything up to date and prepared so that you are fully ready for all these funds to come your way? So, folks, those are my four tips for fast money to get the energy flowing. Again, number one is if you're feeling stagnant, open those windows, get some clearing happening, some shift in that energy, and move 27 things. Number two is use your front door. Number three is get luxurious, whatever that means to you. And number four is get things in order, folks, because it's going to be coming. I'm so excited for you. I hope you enjoyed part one of this three-part series on manifesting and making money with feng shui. I'll be back next time with another episode and some more awesome tips. I'll see you then. I'd like to thank our production company, Garagio Media, the WELT 95.7 Studios, and our sponsor, Good G. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook, and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.